back. It's Friday, which means it is time to think about what to watch this weekend. And here with his thoughts and suggestions, we've got Andy Farnsworth with KSL News Radio and KSL's Fan Effect podcast. I understand there's some good things on the list today.
Yeah, there's something I really, really enjoyed. And that's what we'll start off with. First up is the movie that just hearing who was in it, Chris Evans and Ana de Armas reuniting for the first time since Knives Out a few years ago. And the clever subject matter, an action romantic comedy. I was afraid to get my hopes up too high. Thankfully, Ghosted managed to live up to its potential, in my opinion. Ghosted starts out as just a regular rom-com with Chris Evans as Cole Turner, just a guy who works a farm with his parents near Washington, D.C. One day at the farmer's market, he has a meet-cute with the beautiful Sadie, Ana de Armas' character. They both have their flaws and personal tragedies, but they hit it off and spend an amazing day together. Then Cole doesn't hear anything from Sadie for a few weeks, despite sending her multiple texts. When he finds out she's in London, he decides to make a romantic gesture and surprise her there. Typical rom-com stuff, right? But he's the one who's surprised when he arrives in London and is immediately kidnapped and accused of being the tax man, a spy with valuable information that some bad guys plan to painfully extract from him. Turns out Sadie's a spy and she's on a mission in London, a mission that is now complicated because innocent farmer Cole is now in the line of fire. I won't say any more than this about the plot to preserve the fun and hilarity that you are absolutely going to experience when you watch this movie. Despite being Captain Freaking America, Evans somehow manages to perfectly play a clueless guy swept up in the spy game. And de Armas, who we briefly saw in an action role in the last James Bond movie, rocks it here too. I'm telling you, Ghosted was an enjoyable two-hour ride. It's rated PG-13, and you might want to be careful with the younger kids watching it, but teens and up will be fine. This would no doubt look great on the big screen. However, it is only available via streaming on Apple TV+. Now, next up is a very interesting movie about a real figure in music history who's largely been unknown to the general public over the years. Chevalier, starring Kelvin Harrison, Samara Weaving, Lucy Boynton, and Minnie Driver. Harrison takes on the role of Joseph Boulogne, a musical master in 1800s pre-revolution France. Joseph was the illegitimate son of a French plantation owner and one of his African slaves. After proving his outstanding talent in both music by showing up Mozart in one of his concerts, and then with the sword by defeating France's top duelist, Joseph is given the title Chevalier de Saint-Georges from Queen Marie Antoinette herself. But when he competes for the position as the head of Paris Opera, old prejudices among the elite society and temptations in the form of a nobleman's wife who Chevalier has cast in his production could prove to be more than even his prodigious talent can overcome. I enjoyed this movie for the most part. I already love classical music, of which there is plenty in the movie. I love sword fighting in movies, and then there even though there wasn't enough for my liking, I'll excuse it because in the telling of a story of a real person, you can't exactly just have a giant sword duel at the end, if that isn't what happened in real life. Chevalier is worth your time if the subject matter interests you. Some parts definitely stirred the emotions, and Harrison was very good at conveying someone frustrated at their talent and merit being ignored for others' selfish reasons. It's rated PG-13, and it's playing only in theaters. Now we head to streaming, where another solid political thriller series from Netflix is now available. The Diplomat stars Kerry Russell as Kate Wyler, a woman about to be named ambassador to Kabul, Afghanistan. But then she's suddenly reassigned by the President of the United States to become the ambassador to England, who just happens to be in the middle of a crisis. The Brits have had one of their warships attacked in the Middle East and are looking for some payback. Into this steps Kate, who's never been an ambassador before, but who has to learn all the ropes and intricacies of diplomacy while simultaneously trying to keep her husband Hal, played by Rufus Sewell, himself a former ambassador, from overstepping his new role as the spouse of the ambassador. Meanwhile, all of this is happening while Kate is unaware that she's also being vetted by the White House for an even bigger role. Needless to say, there is a lot going on all at the same time in this series, which is an original story from the creator of the series, Homeland. I was hooked from the start, and I found the story so fascinating, I binged all 8-hour-long episodes in 2 days. Content-wise, I do have to warn you that The Diplomat is rated TV-MA, mostly for language, but it has twists and turns and secrets and lies and bluffs and espionage, and I think most people will like it. All 8 episodes of Season 1 are available right now to binge on Netflix. Now, the other big streaming series debuting this week is over on Peacock, and it will probably produce a much more mixed reaction. It's an interesting hybrid of action, suspense, mystery, sci-fi, and comedy all rolled into one. Mrs. Davis stars Betty Gilpin as Sister Simone, a nun at a convent in the southwestern U.S. By day, she and her fellow nuns make jam and sell it. By night, she sneaks out and prevents people from being scammed by magicians. But Sister Simone is forced from her quiet life when an all-powerful artificial intelligence known as Mrs. Davis seeks her out and requests her to complete an epic quest. You see, Mrs. Davis apparently runs the world. All those people who have earbuds in all the time, Mrs. Davis talking to him through it. Mrs. Davis calls your phone when she needs to use it. Mrs. Davis's algorithm can predict almost anything, and so anything you see and hear at any time in this world could have been orchestrated by Mrs. Davis. And Mrs. Davis is the thing that Sister Simone hates the most. The comedy in Mrs. Davis is so deadpan and subtle at times that it feels like a weird mix of the Coen brothers and Napoleon Dynamite. If you initially find the show weird, give it a minute. It gets even weirder. You'll spend large portions of your time wondering what's going on, but it is unique, and the story comes from Damon Lindelof, the same guy who wrote for Lost, and from Tara Hernandez, who wrote for The Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon. The show's rated TVMA, and you'll find that out right away in the first episode, so proceed with caution if you have sensitivities to certain content, including what some might consider blasphemy, so I'll give you a warning on that. The first four episodes of Mrs. Davis are available to stream right now on Peacock. Now, for the honorable mention list, stuff that new stuff to watch we just don't have enough time to go into in greater detail. First up is the directorial debut of Ray Romano. Yeah, the guy from Everybody Loves Raymond. He stars in Somewhere in Queens as Leo Russo, a father with a socially awkward son named Styx, who just happens to be great at basketball. When Styx's chance at a college scholarship is threatened by an emotional setback, Leo involves himself in the process, but might have made things worse. It also stars Laurie Metcalf as Leo's wife. I thought this one was pretty good and even a bit emotional. It's rated R and in theaters. Another new movie is a surprisingly different type of film from director Guy Ritchie. Instead of the standard action thriller, Guy Ritchie's The Covenant is a restrained and dramatic movie about the bond between John, a U.S. Army sergeant played by Jake Gyllenhaal, and John's Afghan interpreter named Ahmed. Ahmed saves John's life during his tour of Afghanistan, so the soldier goes back after his tour to save Ahmed and Ahmed's family after they weren't given safe passage out of the country as they were promised. Guy Ritchie's The Covenant is rated R and playing in theaters. On Prime Video, there's a new streaming series starring Rachel Weisz called Dead Ringers. She plays twin OB doctors who are hoping to open their own birthing center, but if they do, they might push the borders of medical ethics. It's a remake of a horror movie from the late 80s. I watched one episode, and that was enough for me. Anything that seemed interesting about the story was buried under a whole lot of content I just couldn't get past. Dead Ringers is rated TVMA and streaming on Prime Video. Another movie hitting theaters today, Bo is Afraid. It stars Joaquin Phoenix, who never plays a normal role. It's always weird. He plays several different versions of himself over the years, including a digitally de-aged version of his character. Bo's fairly harmless as a person, but he's paranoid of everything, and he has to confront his greatest fears when he decides to go visit his mother. It's 3 hours long, and it's rated R. I was not able to go see this one. Finally, there's a horror movie that will probably come in second at the box office this weekend called Evil Dead Rise. It's based on the franchise created by Sam Raimi and starring Bruce Campbell. However, this version has neither one of them involved, and they didn't screen it for critics, and I'm glad. Evil Dead Rise is in theaters. So that's a lot of stuff.
That was a lot of stuff. There were five things in your list. I absolutely want to watch the first three, though, that you mentioned. So
okay. Diplomat,
the rom-com,
Chevalier, and the rom-com? Ghosted. I thought Ghosted was so funny. There are cameos in Ghosted that I promise you will laugh out loud
really?
When you see them. They will come out of nowhere, and you will laugh out loud.
That's what I'm watching tonight.
Okay.
Andy, thank you. You're welcome. Lots of good suggestions, especially on a weekend when we've got a little bit of rain. Maybe you do want to stick inside.